The Gemara in Yevamos on the Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph tells us about the tragic death of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara indicates the last three lines on top of the page: Tana Kula Meisu MiPesach VeAratzeres. They all died in this period of time, from Pesach to Shavuos. And the Gemara goes on to say, they died Misas Askara. I'm not here to define now what Askara is. That's a discussion among many Mefarshim. So the Gemara indicates to us that this is what happened during this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos. And we know that Minhagi Avelus, essentially, there are a number of reasons for Minhagi Avelus, but probably the most well-known is this Gemara. There are shitas of the Gaonim that they contend Minhagi Avelus Anoyi Kol Yimei Asvira. The Gemara does not draw any distinction. The Gemara speaks of dying Mipesach Aratzeres, and therefore the assumption of the Gaonim is that Minhagi Avelus extend from Pesach all the way to Shavuos. However, there are other positions that are cited by Rishonim. If you look on page number 2 of this handout, you'll see the Meiri in Maseches Yevamos and the Balamar to the right of the Meiri, number Hey, and the Meiri in number Vav. The Balamar, which is quoted actually by Gdolei HaPoskim, indicates, and he writes, why is that so? What's the source? What's the makor that Lag BaOmer is the end of this tkufa? So the Balamar explains that he found, he writes there, you take a look in A, line number 5, Shamati, and this is quoted from the Re Ibn Shaib, which is a much later source. There's no makor in the Gemara whatsoever. The sources for Avelus and Sfira come much later. So the Balamar quotes from the Sefer Yoshon, from one of the Sfardish Gedolei Yisrael, Talmid Rabbi Akiva died at Pros HaAtzeres. The Gemara tells us in Becheres, I believe it's also in Shkolim, I'm not holding in Daf Yomi Bechlau, but the Gemara tells us that Pros refers to Machzis HaChedesh, half. And Pros HaAtzeres, therefore, was 15 days prior to Shavuos. And the Balamar goes on to explain, quoted by the Beis Yosef, Talmid Rabbi Akiva died till 15 days before Shavuos, which means till Lag BaOmer. That's the makor for the Balamor of Lag BaOmer. You can see in the language, Chamisha Asayim B'Nisan B'Tishrei, U'Shetosir Chamisha Asayim Me'aboy B'Tishrei Yom Nisharu Shloshim Me'aboy, B'Neim Shloshim U'Shloshim Shloimim, U'Megalchim Yom Na'medal B'Aboker, Yimikza Asayim Kekulo. In a similar fashion, the Meiri writes in Yevamos Samach Beis, and that's Sugya, that they have a Kabbalah and a Masayah from the Gaonim, that a Lag BaOmer, the Magefa ended. He writes, V'talmidim elu huskur kan, shekula meisim v'pesach v'yad atzeres, v'kabbalah v'yad ha-gainim, shebiyem v'amigimu v'aymer, paska ha-misa, v'nagim mitokach shalod l'isanis b'y, he's referring to Lag BaOmer, v'chenagim mitokach shalod l'isa isha, v'pesach ad o'isa izman. And that shita is called the halacha here in Shulchan Aruch. Look on page 1 in Tzav Tzadik Gimel, Aleph. So the Mechaber quotes in the middle of the page, Noagim shalolisa isha ben Pesach la'atzeres ad lag lo'imer. Neshebeis ezman meisu tamir abekiva. Right away the Ramah comments, Miu, mi lag bo'imer ve'elach hakol shari. So this is one hezber, the Balamor and the Meiri, for the Tkuf of Avelus, and how they came to Lag BaOmer. There's another Hesber, very fascinating Hesber, quoted by the Rishonim, bring it in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, also penned in page number 2. The Beis Yosef quotes it here in Tav Tzadik Gimel. Talmid Rabbi Akiva, when did they die? They died on the days, only in the days that we say Tachanun. Amazing statement. The quote from the Bava Yatzis. take a look in Ayin Ches, Aveni Yeruchim. We are going to take this. Ki Masha Amru Lam Yigimu Yoyim. Ki Minak Ha'am. Elok Shetosir. Zayin Yemei HaPesach. V'zayin Shabosas. Ubeiz Yemei Resh Chedesh Shehen Yud Vob. Shehen Behem Avelos. Nisharu Menamem Tes Lam Yigimu Yoyim. Now they didn't die in the seven Shabbosos. They didn't die in Pesach, 7 days. They didn't die in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 1 day. They didn't die in Rosh Chodesh Sivan, 1 day. Sach HaKol, 16 days. Memela, how many days are left? 33 days. Tamir Rabbi Akiva died. And therefore, Misabel, only B'meshech, 33 days. There's so many difficulties with this pshat. I can't begin to recount all of them. First of all, one of the days of Pesach is Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. So how could you count Sheva Shabbosos and Shiva Simei Pesach? Beside that, the first day of Pesach is not one of the Yimei HaSfira. So it's not included in this Cheshbon Bichlal. So this is discussed by Eliyahu Rabbah, by Gedolei Achronim. Excellent. There are many problems. I'm just presenting to you a fascinating issue. But at least according to this, we understand why you may have a sanayeg to Lag B'Omer, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, this obviously is to be rendered also difficult. First of all, we saw the Shulchan Aruch a moment ago. But according to this time, we understand why Yamei Avelos Anoig to Lag BaOmer. But this time is also difficult because Lag BaOmer itself, and on Lag BaOmer itself, Tamei Rabbi Akiva died because they should have said Tachanun. And only after they were Nifter, they stopped saying Tachanun. How is it possible on that day we make a Simcha? And Bichlal, since Yamei Avelos is Noig for a period of 33 days consecutively, Rabbi Kiva, they died when? Beyond Mufuzorim. Only are days that Tachanun was said. So it comes out, we're not Misabel on the days that Rabbi Kiva died, only on other days. Very difficult. There are other difficulties also. I'm only presenting to you scratching the surface. But you see one distinction between the different reasonings that the Gemara quotes, that the Rishonim quote, between this Hesber and the previous Hesber. According to the Balamor, Minog Yavel Sanoi till when? Till 33 days of Sfira. Because on that day, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. According to this Hesber that I just cited to you now, there's no specific day where it ends. But after 33 consecutive days of Minog Yavelos, the reason why Minog Yavelos ended Lag BaOmer is not because of the nature of that day, but because that's when the Retzef, 33 days of Avelos ended. So this Taisus would explain, Rabbi Yeruchim quotes here, also other Minhagim with reference to the days that Minhagi Avelos are known. The Ramah writes in Tzavtzad Gimel that many people are knowing Avelos from the second of Iyar till Shavuos, which are 33 days of Avelos. So the 33 emanates actually from that. Many people have a practice of taking haircuts till Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So of course they are not going to take a haircut from Lag BaOmer and on. Even on Lag BaOmer itself, there's a heter to take a haircut. But those places that the Ramah says that are nohug, that have a minog. See, I'm reading the Ramah on page number one, but it's not important to read it inside at this moment in time. The Ramah says those places that are not going to stop him in Lag BaOmer ve'elach, should not take a haircut at all after Pesach till Lag BaOmer, and you shouldn't have in one city mixas minog zeh, mixas minog zeh, because of the problem Lois is going to do, and kol shkein shein lino keter b'shtein. That's how the Ramah writes la'alocha. I'm not discussing Lois is going to do problem that needs separate attention. So there are a number of minhagim, and there are additional minhagim as well. There are those who, in effect, hold the second half of Sira, which means one minhag is you begin the minhagim of Avelah starting from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lamed B'Nisan, and you know until Gimel B'Sivan, which is the first day of the Shlosh Shebei Hagbolah, the four Shavuos. That's how the Magen Avraham writes, and that's how the Kitzur brings. Mr. Brewer quotes it here also as well, in Tafsan Gimel Sivkot Tesvav. Another minhag is to begin the minhag Avelah after Isur Chag Shal Pesach, and hold them till Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Dr. Kaczynski quotes this minhag in his Sefer Eretz Yisrael. What's the mocker for these minhagim? Based on the Hezbir of Tesis, quoted by Avedi Ruchim, I mentioned a moment ago, that the obligation is to keep, maintain 33 days of Avelus that are consecutive. So it's possible you can be noyeg b'seif ha-sfira, lab dafka b'chilas ha-sfira. Doesn't have to be necessarily the beginning of the sfira, could be the end of the sfira as well. But it would appear that there's another reason why the Avelus should be nohug b'seif ha-sfira. We know that the Masai Hatzlav, the period of the Crusades, was dafka at this point in time, many of the pogroms, and there were many Kehilas Ashkenaz that were decimated, Dafka and Iyar and Sivan. This is the whole discussion with the Avrahamim yesterday on Shabbos. At the minhag of Klal Yisrael, Rove of Klal Yisrael is to say Avrahamim. Minhag Agro is not to say it, but I asked the distinguished Gabbai, you follow Oman Hogi Agro? And he was put under pressure. It was very clear, you do not. And so therefore I said, so then follow the minog of saying Avrahamim. So because of all the pogroms that occurred during this period of time, mistaber that the Avelus is focused on the second half of Sira. That would explain that position as well. There's another distinction between the Balamor and the time according to Yeruchim, the name of the Bali Atesis. According to the Balamor, the Minhag Avelus end 15 days before Shavuos. And therefore, one has to hold on to them for how long? 34 days. According to Balei HaTosfos, according to Balei Yeruchim, Minhag Avelus only know 33 days. Kineged Hayomim Shehem Bem Tachanun. Another distinction between the two positions. Regarding the last day, so there's a klal that is mentioned here. Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. So after a number of minutes, you could be Masik Minhagi Avelus. So according to the Balamor, Minhagi Avelus are known for 33 full days. And they end Lamed Dalid Baomer Baboker. Ashek, according to the Balei HaTosfos, Minhagi Avelus and Lamed Gimel Baomer Baboker. That's another distinction. I'm not going to go into the issue of well-known issue, which is Machlokes of Mechaber Amor. That's found right over here on page number one. Namely, the Ramah Paskins that mistaprin b'yom lamed gimel. That's the Ashkenazi practice to take haircuts on Lag BaOmer. The Mechaber says, Noagim shelo lihistaper ad lamed gimel laomer shoim shos paskul lomus ve'en lihistaper yom lamed ala baboker. Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, very famous machlokes. Svardim amafsik liavelus an lamed dalid b'omer baboker. Ashkenazim and Noheg to be Masig Minhagi Avelos and Lamigimo Baomer Baboker. If you want me just to make a comment about Mitzayim, that'd be the end of the year, unless I can go beyond 9 o'clock. The Ramban writes in Teras Odom, when he discusses this halacha Mitzayim Kekulo, he says it refers even to nighttime. Generally, we assume Mitzayim Kekulo is during the day. Ramban has a daya that even at nighttime is Alocha Mitzayim Kekulo. And that's why the night of the last day of Avelus, in Abel can be Mekel, Rechitza, Nila Samir Olim, other aspects of Avelus. According to the Ram Brunberg, we do his Lashon, that's how the Shavonar passes in Yerodei, Shin Samarikei, not here. He writes, the din of Mitzayim Kekulo nema dafka l'acha she'ova mitzas min hayoim. The din dafka in the yoim. Mitzas hayoim Kekulo. So in light of that, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are paskin here in Tov Tzadik Gimel. Minhag Avelus Asir Saomer and Lamed David Baomer according to the Sfardim and Lamed Gimel Baomer according to Ashkenazim, not the previous night. The Mishnah Brura has a comment. He brings Achrayim that Efshel Lahokel B'Shas Hatzchak B'Tisperus Every single year, somehow, many people ask me, can I take a haircut tonight? The night before Lag BaOmer, or the night of Lag BaOmer. But the Shari Tshuva writes, as far as marriage is concerned, ain't lahakel. And this is discussed by Hagoyin, by Moshe Feinstein, by many other poskim as well. Lamaise, one should be machmir when it comes to taking a haircut. One should be machmir regarding marriage till lamed gimel ba'oimer ba'yoim. B'shas atchak, pashteitzach, it's always a shas atchak. Everything is a shas atchak. Yesh lahokel, b'tisperes, b'nisuin, even the night before.
Is it okay to have a little party?
I'm very far from that. That will be about 10 o'clock. If I get to that, I'm trying to go if you say that. So halacha lemaise, svadim anoy like the pesach of the Shulchan Aruch minog avelos atil lamed dalet baomer. B'derech klal, I'm a little befuddled regarding what I consider to be what I've seen. I don't remember so well because I've been in Eretz Yisrael 25 years, Ken Yerbo. But in Chutz Laaretz, for what I recall, Ashkenazim minog b'derech klal like the Ramah. Minog avelos, many Ashkenazim in Chutz Laaretz anoyig from the second day of Iyar till Shavuos. That's what I noticed when I was in Chutz Laaretz. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it seems there's a split among Ashkenazim. From Ashkenazim anoyig, the beginning of Sfirah to Lag BaOmer. And yet, the Taz writes, and there are those who are anoyig like that here as well, he says, I'll read part of his lashon. I didn't xerox it. Yesh lomar devaday ha'ikar she'achad Lag BaOmer lo meisil. Afilochi noyagin tzas avilos machmas xeras tat nav. Shoyse ba'ashkenaz, all the xeras of tov nun vov ben pesach la'atzeres k'moshim mefurish b'yetzes u'piyutim. Essentially, till Lag BaOmer, yavilos is on Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Afterwards, the Avelis is on all the Masos Hatzlav. What happened to the Crusades, all the pogroms that occurred then. So till Lag BaOmer, the Issa is on Nisuin and on Tisperis. But afterwards, the Issa is only on Nisuin. That's what many Ashkenazim and Noyeg. And certainly they don't have weddings till Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's the minog that's found in Rav Tkuchinsky in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael. Very strong minog. The Kubalim argue that there's a basis to hold minhag yavelos loyrech kol yimei asfira. These are days yimei adin, and as a result, the Shari Tshuva quotes it, the Kav HaChaim quotes it. And as a result of that, you have the entire period of time. But even according to them, only the Easter of Tisperis is noy kol yimei asfira. As far as getting married is concerned, you're allowed to get married after Lag BaOmer. So just summing up this first aspect of Avelus, according to the Gaonim, Menogi Avelus, I know you call him Asfira. Obviously, not all Rishonim are masking. We saw the position of the Balamor, that he contends they died only at Preso Atzeres, which means 15 days before Shavuos. We saw the position of the Balatesis quoted by Abedi Yeruchim, that they died only on days that you say Tachanun. The 33 such days between Pesach and Shavuos, according to that, you should have 33 consecutive days, Shloshim u'Shloshim Yom Ritzufim, and they don't necessarily begin at the beginning of Sfira. So there are different minhagim among Ashkenazim when exactly the Tkufa of Avelus is Nog. We also mentioned Machlokes and Mechaber Amos, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, Sfaradim and Noeg minhag Avelus and Pesach till all the way till Lamed Dalid BaOmer BaBoker. In Ashkenazim, we set up two minhagim. Either the noig from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shavuos, the other minig is from Pesach till Lag BaOmer, Baboker. And there are many Ashkenazim who don't marry Bechlal till Rosh Chodesh Zivon or till Shloshim Me'Agbolah. That question was asked here in the shuls, Nogei Halacha Lamaise, and I told them the minig to sell is not to get married during this entire period of time till Shloshim Me'Agbolah. Okay, now let's just turn to the Easter of Nisuin. Again, what's the makor? There's no makor medina the Gemara whatsoever. On page number one, on the bottom of the page, Gimel, the tshuva of Rav Natanoi going. V'sheshaltim. That's the earliest makor from Minhag Avelus as far as weddings are concerned. Lama imekachin ben ketsim mepesach la'atzeres heve yegdim shelo mishum isu naguba. There's no isu beikra adin. Not also. Elo mishum Avelus. Shekachom b'chazal, shnei maso elo zugin talmidim hoyo la'bekiva, kula meisim mepesach la'atzeres, umeisim sho ve'elach nago vishen b'yom be'elu shelo lichnois. Sfardim don't get married till lamid dalid ba'omer. Ashkenazim anoy to get married malak ba'omer ba'elach. But as I said a moment ago, most Ashkenazim, the minhag of Ashkenazim, the correct minhag is not to get married bichlal during sira. Lema'et shloshet yemei hagbala. That's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Or at least from Rosh Chodesh Sivan and on. I'm not now discussing the question which you probably will not ask, but in other circles is asked. What about getting married on Yom Yerushalayim? What about getting married on Yom Ha'atzmaut? That needs a lot of separate discussion. Rav Yitzchak Nisim, one of the great Sfaradi Gdolei Yisrael, chief rabbi, he was matir to get married on Yom Ha'atzmaut. He claimed Yom Shenasa Bones, a day that a great miracle occurred, and this is the subject of a lot of discussion. The other Sfaradic poskim that asked it on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and I'm not going to get into that discussion right now. They actually attempted to convince the Chazon Ish that there's a basis for getting married on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and clearly the Chazon Ish was not convinced. Yom Yerushalayim. Here, I believe the Rabbanut HaRashit Paskin that one can get married on Yom Yerushalayim. Of course, it's much easier since it's obviously after Lag BaOmer. So the entire issue really is not a major one. Nisuin on Lag BaOmer itself, even Ashkenazim, who obviously maintain you're allowed to go ahead and get married and take a haircut on Lag BaOmer, because that itself is a Yom Simcha, that's for the Ramah. Quotes as well. Rama says, he brings that Rama says that Yesh Omrim, that one is allowed to go ahead and be mistaper and be mischatein only on Lag BaOmer itself, below Beleo Lag BaOmer, not the night before. However, many assume that there's a makom lahakel even leil lag baomer. There's another question that was asked actually just now. Someone is getting married in lag baomer. Can I go past tzeis? Because then yom lamedalev begins the next day. According to some of the minhagim of the Ashkenazim, minhagi avelus. I know many people got married in lag baomer. I don't know one that stopped at tzeis hakohut. So clearly there's a makom lahakel. For many reasons, makom seda, and other reasons as well. But Sfardim, their minog is only to get married miyom lamed dalid ba'omer ve'ilach. One is not permitted to get married on yom lamed gimel. What about b'shas hadchak for Sfardim? See also the poskim again, Rav Avadya, Zatzal, Paskin Zalocha, B'Shas HaTchak, you can get married as Sfardi B'Motzei Lag BaOmer or L'Lamedalit BaOmer. Yesh Gam K'Mokom L'Itchaten. Now, I'm not discussing this question at great length, just very brief comment. Famous tshuva of Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein, which many do not agree with here in Eretz Yisrael. Someone who's invited to a chasana, he himself is Noeg Minhagi Avelus. That's his kufa of Avelus. Is he allowed to go to a simcha to be mishtatev in the chuppah, in the seuda, in the rikudim? He's allegedly noig avelus. Rav Moshe Feinstein kayadua pasen zalocha that is permissible. You can change your minhag of sfira. Many disagree with this position. Some maintain there's only a heter, perhaps to go to the chuppah, but certainly not to engage in rikudim and micholot, or the suda for that matter. But it looks like mikra din yesh makom mahakel regarding this avelus, because the chasim and the kal themselves are allowed to get married, because they're not going to be knowing minhag avelus on the day of the chasana. So the mitzvah simchas and kala of being misamech then is greater than the avelus of sfiras omer. That's generally the logic that comes to the fore, and therefore all of them can be samech biyachad. That's what Amisha Feinstein, a going Amisha Feinstein, that's all. That's what he writes in that famous tshuva. But Amisha writes that better, you should not stay the entire wedding. Don't stay the entire suda, or make some other kind of heker that now you're being noig minhag avelus. What about the issue of tisperet, of taking a haircut? So here also, the makar for this is not found in the Gemara. Re Ibn Shuib is the one who mentions, and that's what's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. You take a look again on page number one, you'll see, Ne'agim Shalali Estaper Ad Lamin Gim Alonber, in the Sif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Shalim Shalos Paskim Ilomos Ve'im Lestaper Ad Lamadal Baboker. So Sfaradim Anoig, Lo Lihistaper, Lo Lihisgaleach, from Pesach till Lamadal Baomer Baboker, Ashkenazim begin the Menoge Avelos from Pesach and not Rosh Chodesh, Anoig Lihistaper already on Lag Baomer Baboker, as you mentioned earlier. Others who are Noig, the second half of Sfira, according to the different Menhogim, so obviously they're going to follow suit, and the Mekubalim, and Lihistaper, Becholim HaSfira. One does not take a haircut, the entire Sfira. There's a discussion regarding women. The issue of Tisferes applies to them as well. Several women asked me this question in the last 2 weeks. But if there's a reason why they should be mistaper, let's say for tznius reasons, if perhaps some of the saros al rosham emerge in a fashion which is not permissible, they're allowed to be mistaper. You know, Mesha has a truth about this also regarding this matter. Or they're hairs that are sticking out, that they are causing a disturbance, that not included in the Issur of Tisperis. Now, I'm not here now discussing what someone wants me to discuss, but now he's not here. So I'm not sure I'm chayav to discuss it. He told me he was going to come. Namely, are there any heterim of being mistaper or miskaleach, the meshech imei asfira mishum kvod Shabbos? I'll only mention the shita of my Rebbe, Agoyin Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. He contended that, as we know, Avelus is really divided into several segments. There's Avelus of Shiva, Avelus of Shloshim, Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. Three different segments of Avelus. And he contended the Avelus of Sfira parallels the Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, since it parallels the Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh, and let's contrast this with Bein HaMetzorim, called Roifel, Hisigua Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks of Avelus from Shavuos HaMetzorim till Tisha B'Av. So there, the situation is different. That's comparable to Avelus for Shloshim. Rav Soloveitchik proved it. Many, many rayos he brought. The Yisurim and Tzvias HaOmer that we saw are Nisuin, going to a Chasana, Tisporet, and that more or less reflects Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. And Yud Beis Chodesh, the halacha is, the Gemara says, Ma'ikot, that's how we pass on the halacha. A person is allowed to take a haircut. La'acha she'yigaru bo chaverav. Once his chaverim, in effect, chastise him for looking unseemly, for looking unkempt, disheveled, one is allowed to go ahead and take a haircut. And therefore, after a number of days where a person was not miskaleach, so then a person comes to a matzav of ge'orah, and then you're allowed to hiskalech. There is a machlokes among the Gedolei HaPoskim. Does this require actual ge'orah, that a person has to comment that you look disheveled, or you are royally ge'orah, potentially, since you look disheveled, that's sufficient, and therefore there's no need for an actual verbalizing of the ge'orah. If you require ge'orah b'fayal, so therefore, mistama, that today people are not going to level gara at you. They know you are in Sfira. And that's the reason why you're knowing Gimei Avelus. That's why you're knowing. So then b'fayal, you wouldn't be able to hiskaleach. But the pashtus, you don't require gara mamish. Only a shir haroi li gara. That's how they get shachayim. Paskas Alocha, and therefore there would be a basis to go ahead and now lead Kadech. And now I'm going to discuss it a bit further, if you don't mind. Again, just to lay out a little bit of Soloveitchik's position on the matter. Before I get to that, I'll just mention, Paskin do talk about Bismano Avelos. Can one go ahead and be Megalech the Safam, the mustache, if it's Makid Dachila, if it prevents a person from eating in a proper kind of way? Ramban holds it's Mutti even Tar Shiva. The Ravid holds it's also even Tar Shloshim. And the Ritz Geyus says La Locha, it's also B'Shiva and Muta B'Shloshim. That's how the Shorach passes La Locha. The Svara of the Ritz Geyus, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik and Shurim Kadin, he said that he contends that Shiva it's Osir, but Shloshim is Mutter. The reason is because he was Mechala between Shiva and Shloshim. The Aloch of Shiva is a din that the Ovel has to be mitzayir, has to be tsar. He proved it for many Gemaras. Mashenkin and Shloshim, the Aloch is, there's no din of tsar. There's a din that the Ovel also is adin, idunin. He's not allowed to be noy gidunin, just like the Rambam writes Aloch and Ichastanios, that on Tainis one should not be noy gidunin la'atzmai. This is a din in Shloshim. So therefore, for a regular individual who normally shaves, not shaving is a tzar. Giluach is not an idun. Therefore, there's a makom lahatir. Okay. So our Soloveitchik went further. And this is what he passed in regarding the issue of Kovid Shabbos. That's what I want to talk about. Again, I'm saying this in the name of my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik. The Mishnah writes in Tainis, the Mishnah has on Chavav Mabez, Shavua Shechal, Tisha B'av Yeres B'Seicha, Osu Milasapeh U'Milachabes. You're not allowed to go ahead in Shavua Shechal Bo, to go ahead and take a haircut or launder garments. It says, V'chamishi Mutorim Nekvara Shabbos. On Thursday, you're allowed to do so. You're not allowed to be in the Stapeh, L'chvoit Shabbos, B'Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'av. In the week that Tisha B'av is Chal, you can be Mestapeh L'chvoit Shabbos. The Yosrua Paskins, the head of his only kibbutz, not L'histapeh. Because that's what the Yushalmi writes. The Bi'alocha says, according to our Girsan, the Yushalmi, there's no Issa Tisperus on Erev Shabbos. And according to Abikiv Eger, there's a makom to equate Tisperus to Kibus and to be Mekel. But the question is, if you hold like this position, what's the reasoning for this? So the Magen Avraham says over there, there's no heter to take a heck of the Chvod Shabbos, Kevin de Balav Hochi, Ein Megillim L'Saper B'chol Shavua. The practice is not to take a haircut the entire week. Sounds like the Issa is only to Tisperis. But by Giluach, it's Mashma, you'll be a Mokum Mahaki L'Chvet Shabbos. Because all of us generally, those who shave, that is, they'll shave always L'Chvet Shabbos. The Chassam Sefer writes the Halacha the following. Nira Lid Ikar, Damagan Avram B'chol HaPoiskim L'Mari Rak V'Tisperis Harosh. Abo Tisperis HaZokon Hano Gachshov Mitzar Harbei So, during the 3 weeks, Rav Soloveitchik held, there's no heter to galach lechvod Shabbos. No heter to shave out of deference to Shabbos. But in Sfiras HaEmer, it's a different matzah. Because Minhog Yavelos, the Masfir, as I just mentioned, are much later, not found in the Gemara, not found in Mishnayos. It's quoted by later sources. The Gemara and Kemad Rov HaRishonim don't bring it bechlal. And the Beis Yosef quotes for the Easter of taking a haircut, Re'ib and Shu'ib, in the drasha of Yom Yishu Shal Pesach. There's no real makor, no authentic makor for this bichlal. And therefore, this is the reason why if there's a clash with Kvod Shabbos, so on the contrary, not only is there not a kula, the hefech, there's a chshash of being pogdeh with Kvod Shabbos. Kach shamati maran rav, many times. So that's the case. He held as a mokum lahatir, incorrect. Not a mokum lahatir. A chiyuv liskaleach lechon Shabbos me'asfira. That's what Soloveitchik held. There's an obligation to shave the me'asfira. Again, not ben amitzorim chas v'sholom. There's no heter whatsoever liskaleach to shave. But dafke me'asfira, there's a mokum lahokel. So everyone thought that Rabbi Soloveitchik discovered America. Columbus discovered America. I learned in the course of many years, there were many who preceded him. They discovered America before he did. In the Sheldon Chubas or Advaz, it is mentioned. In the Sheldon Chubas Halachas Ketanis, this is mentioned. and other tshuvas as well, Chaim Shaul. But the Rav, despite that fact, did not shave the entire Sfira from Pesach to Shavuos. Even though he held there was a Mokom LaHokel, and I heard from one of the Rosh Yeshiva, I cannot mention his name, I would love to, one of the greatest Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva Welt, the Talmud Rav Soloveitchik, is gerecht, he's correct. But the reason why we're not knowing the heter of the Chodesh Shabbos, because what's left of Sfira? What's left of Avelis? Garnished. So that's what we have to be machmir. So it shouldn't be mezalzel, be me'as Sfira. People are mezalzel it, nikovakal. That's what he told me this. I would tell the Emel HaShashira, luckily you're sitting in your seats, you would probably collapse all of you. I discussed it with many Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva Welt in the course of the last 40 years. Okay, I want to just mention one more. I don't know if I'm allowed to go past the 12. I see from the looks that I'm not allowed to. So I'll just briefly mention the issue of music, which also appears here. So many people asked me this week about listening to music. Magen Avraham says, what's also, you'll see this on page number 5, musica. The Easter of listening to music, or if you will, the Magen Avraham, Rikudim Mechelas Shel Rishus, which the Brewer quotes this halacha. Rikudim Mechelas, of course, are an expression of Simcha. Avelis once you've been made in Simcha. And now the question is there any Mokum Lahokel? So here you have, you see a number of Chubas of Igris Meshe. He talks about Klei Shir. I remember I asked Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Miller in Toronto many years ago about a cappella. He told me it's also. Cassette tapes, Allah Mashallah, Aliyah Mashallah, also. Everything is also. Anything having to do with a musical instrument, or even on, as I said, on these, all these tapes and the like, he felt would be also. There is a Mokum Lahokel, namely someone who's a musician for his Panosa. And if you see over here, Rav Dachovsky, who was a dayan who retired a few years ago in Tchumim, he speaks about listening to classical music, which is not going to bring to Rikudim Mechelis. I don't know how many people, after hearing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, started dancing in the streets. I don't think too many, from what I know. And he quotes from Rav Shabtai Rappaport Shlita, who married a granddaughter of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, a daughter of Rav Tendler, Tibadol L'Chaim Arukim, that if one is, let's say, driving, or one is exercising, that's what it has to mean this week about 25 people asked me this question, or any of the above, where one needs music in order to calm one's ruffled nerves, is Mokum LaHokel. That's not music that's going to lead to Rikudim Mechelis, and therefore there's a Mokum LaHokel under those circumstances. I saw and I heard from Rav Nevinsol Shlita, going to Rav Nevinsol, told me in the name of Maran Harav, name of Shlomo Zalman Oyerach Zatzal, that he was Mechale between two types of Shira. Shira HaMeviya LeRikud, if it's going to lead to dancing, that's also. But if we're talking about Shira that brings to Reimimus, to Dreikus, there's a whole discussion about Shira and Peh. Are you allowed to sing? Bechlal.
Are you talking about that in Greek?
Or Shira Nigunim. I don't think the pace necessarily makes a difference. The question really is what the ultimate consequence is going to be. They quote from the, I didn't see it inside, but I saw it quoted from the Lekad Yosha, Talmud Trumas Hadeshen. He quotes from his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, that normally was accustomed to singing Eliyahu Anovi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Amosei Shabbos, Malav Malka. He didn't sing it during Yemei Sfira. Shir V'Peh. He was Makbidah. But if it's Derech Hedol, Hashem is Barach, L'chura Yesh Mokom L'Hokel, under those circumstances. But as I said, you have here and there, some heterim, and the big question that people ask me when I move from one neighborhood to another, I discover we have different religions. That's what I noticed. Over there, there's one religion. Here, there's another religion. And if you move, actually, in other neighbors, you'll find a third religion. I'm talking about is there a Mokum LaHokel, Rikudim Mechelas Pesudas Mitzvah that take place during this period of time. So there's really depends whom you ask. If you ask Rabbanim from a certain world, they'll tell you yes, unquestionably, because the Magen Avraham only asked Rikulim Mechela Shel Rishus. That's what he writes very clearly. Only if it's Rishus. So one can be Medayik for Sudas Mitzvah, Muta Lenage, Muta Lirka, a Bris Mila, a Sheva Brachas, Siyem Masechta, Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Sudas Bat Mitzvah, Pashtus. He's assuming that you consider them to be Sudas Mitzvah. Rabbi Shehel, there's no chilu between a Bar Mitzvah and a Bat Mitzvah. Both of them are not Sudas Mitzvah. Unless they're Dibrei Torah. Baruch Hashem, we're living in a door that, thank God, people are saying Dibrei Torah, as opposed to, today I am a fountain pen. Nobody here remembers anything, so okay. Maybe one or two people. They used to give out fountain pens. So a Bar Mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, is a fountain pen. Cholamoy, generally, the meaning is Lahokel. That's what I've seen over the years here in Eretz Yisrael. The meaning is Lahokel. Namely, because even though it's part of Sfira, but no one should have thought that we couldn't mechadu shabiyasa. Take a look at Vastutzach da on Cholamoy. All over Eretz Yisrael, all over Chutz Aretz. So one could assume these are Yimei Achag. As part of Yimei Achag, there's a Mokum Lahokel. That's the meaning of Kol Yisrael. So just be sikum, because the clock is striking that hour, and there's an Isra Baltesev somehow, some reason. There are Inyanim of Avelos Bimei Asfira, and because the nature of the Avelos is pretty rafui, pretty shvach, so one should try to be medactic as much as one can regarding these areas of Avelos. And the main reason that we have to practice the Avelos, as the Gemara says, and that's something that has to be, I'm giving Musa to myself, not to anybody here, that requires enormous amount of disciplining oneself, that we should be knowing covered to every single individual, and halavai, if we enhance our understanding of covered abrius, that will lead to unquestionably a kveit shamayim, Ribbono Shel Olam will, Ezer Hashem, look upon us, call yourself and see how we are so careful not to trample on anyone else's covered. And that's chus halavai. Ribbono Shel Olam should be mezaka us that all these days, not just in the main Adam Tzolim, but even the Avelos of Sfira will turn to days of sasa mesimcha, beza Hashem, benetzach netzachim.